إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، أرحب بكم جميعا. Welcome all of you once again. And before we continue reading from Al-Minha Al-Rabbaniya, the explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi by our noble Shaykh, Dr. Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullah, we remind you once again of the importance and the virtue and superiority of seeking knowledge and acquiring fiqh in the deen. As it occurs in the hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, Rahimahum Allah, on the authority of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَن يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. If Allah intends and wants good for a person, will give them the sound and correct understanding of the religion. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullah, says, Al-tafaqquhu fi al-deen alamatu al-khayr. A sign of good, that a person is upon good, that person having sound understanding of the religion. And we all know that this sound knowledge or sound understanding, you have to earn it. You don't inherit it. Even if a person's father was a big scholar, he's not going to be a big scholar just because of his father was a scholar. He has to work and follow the footsteps of his father. The same way, just because if a person was a doctor, doesn't mean automatically they're going to give PhDs to his children. Now they have to follow the path of their father. If they want to be a doctor, they have to study hard. Likewise, Yahwan. Alhamdulillah, we have this beautiful religion of Islam. If we understand it correctly and apply it in our lives are going to have nothing but good. Peace of mind, tranquility, joy, subhanAllah. Because Islam have a great impact, positive impact on the condition of the soul, the heart, the mind, the body, your relationship with your Lord, with your family members, with your parents, with the neighbors, with the people you meet. You'll be happy and you'll be joyful. But we have to put some efforts. Nothing happens just like that. Okay? Those who get a paycheck in the end of the week, ask them how they get it. None of them tell you, I will sleep all week, and they send me a check for sleeping. Nobody get a check for that. They get checked. They need to get checked for doing stuff like that. But if you want to get a check, then you have to work. You ask people who do, and you know, you're no stranger for that. You got to get up early. Doesn't matter, it rain, whether you're happy or not, whether you got things going on in your life, you got to go to work. Because that's the only way you're going to get paid. Same thing, the only way we're going to benefit from this beautiful religion of Islam, and because this beautiful religion of Islam guarantees for us joy and happiness in this life, stability, peace of mind. But for who? For those who act upon it, learn it. You got to put some work and some efforts and some time. We cannot just be a Muslim by affiliation. We breathe the air of Allah. We breathe the air whenever we want, once a week. For those who come to the masjid only once a week, do they breathe the air of Allah only once a week? Can you answer that question? Do people breathe the air once a week? How many times a week? All time. Ahsan. What's your name? What's your name? Abbas. How old are you? Eight. See? All time. We breathe the air all time. So we worship Allah all time, not just whenever we want to worship Allah, because we don't breathe His air whenever we want to breathe it. Intellect, having good sound intellect. Do we have it only once a month?
No.
All time. Alhamdulillah. So these are favors of Allah and blessings. So we have to always be in these circles of knowledge. We hear through the ayats and through the ahadith and the explanation of the noble scholars that which revive our hearts, that which remind us of the purpose behind our creation, why we're here. We were not created just eat and drink and sleep and watch TV and do whatever we want to do. No, we were created to worship Allah. That's the first goal. We worship Allah by acting upon His commands to the best of our abilities and staying away from the prohibitions. And then after that, we can have time for other things. As long as those things are permissible and they don't take us away from obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hadith al-Khamis wal-Ishroon. Tonight we're going to go ahead and read the Hadith number 25. عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه أيضا أن أناسا من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قالوا للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله ذهب أهل الدثور بالأجور يصلون كما نصلي ويصومون كما نصوم ويتصدقون بفضول أموالهم قال أوليس قد جعل الله لكم ما تصدقون إن بكل تسبيحة صدقة وكل تكبيرة صدقة وكل تحميدة صدقة وكل تهليلة صدقة وأمر بالمعروف صدقة ونهي عن المنكر صدقة وفي بضع أحدكم صدقة قالوا يا رسول الله أيأتي أحدنا شهوته ويكون له فيها أجر قال أرأيتم لو وضعها في حرام أكان عليه فيها وزر فكذلك إذا وضعها في الحلال كان له أجر رواه مسلم في صحيحه. Now pay attention to this hadith. It's a great hadith. On the authority of Abi Dharr also, because he's the one who narrated the other one, the hadith before this one. On the authority of Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu, some of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Prophet, some of them said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, the affluent, meaning the rich people, those who have extra money, as the Shaykh is going to explain, those who have enough for what their needs, but they have some extra money. They pay their bills and everything, but they still have some extra money. He says the rich or the affluent have made off with the rewards, meaning they get extra. They pray as we pray, and those who are saying this, the poor, who don't have that extra money, they say to the Prophet ﷺ, our brothers who have extra money, which we don't have, they pray as we pray. They fast as we fast, meaning they pray too. We pray and they pray. They fast, we fast and they fast. And they give away in charity the extra of their wealth. That was they have extra. Then the Prophet ﷺ said to them, has not Allah made things for you to give away in charity? So they say, we don't have money to give. They pray with us, we fast and they fast. But then they give in charity for their money. But we don't have money. The Prophet ﷺ, he said to them, has not Allah made things for you to give away in charity? Truly, every tasbih, when you say subhanallah, is a charity. Allah. And every takbir, when you say Allahu Akbar, is a charity. Every tahmid, meaning when you say Alhamdulillah, is a charity. And every tahleel, when you say La ilaha illallah, is a charity. To enjoin a good action is a charity. To forbid an evil action is a charity. And in the sexual act of each of you, meaning one with his wife, is a charity. Even when a person enjoys his wife, is a charity. They said, O Messenger of Allah, when one of us fulfills his desire, and still will be rewarded for that, he says, do you not think that were he to act upon it unlawfully, meaning if he does it in a haram way, would he be sinning? Likewise, if he had acted upon a lawful way, he will have a reward. It's related by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, rahimahullah. Al-Sharh li Fadilat al-Shaykh al-Walid, Dr. Salih al-Bawzan. As for the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullahu ta'ala. قال في هذا الحديث بيان كثرة طرق الخير وأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يسر طرق الخير لكل أحد يريد الخير الغني والفقير. شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه تعالى said in this hadith it shows that the venue of good are many. There's so many ways for us to do good, subhanAllah, and to earn good rewards. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the earning of good deeds very easy for everyone, whether you are rich or poor. Not only the rich person have ways to do good, but also the poor. And in this hadith, Abu Dharr, one of the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum, anna unasan من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قالوا يا رسول الله ذهب أهل الدثور بالأجور وأهل الدثور هم الأغنياء الذين عندهم أموال كثيرة تزيد عن حاجتهم. A group of the companions, they came to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, of course when he was alive, unlike the Sufis who go to his grave and start talking to him, والعياذ بالله, which is not permissible. You can't go to the grave of the Prophet ﷺ and start talking to him, O Messenger, give me. Allah gives, not the Messenger ﷺ. You want to be upon good? Follow his sunnah. You don't go and ask the Prophet ﷺ, talk to him in his grave, like some ignorant people do. Or some, just because they made it there, they think that's it, they achieved, that's it, they're in Jannah. They don't need to do anything else. No. The path to Jannah is through two things. Ikhlas wa mutaba'ah. Sincerity for Allah and following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the correct aqidah, of course. So this group of companions, they came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saying, O Messenger of Allah, our brothers who has extra money, they getting more rewards. They're getting more rewards for spending in the way of Allah the extra wealth they have. And they mention, يُصَلُّونَ كَمَا نُصَلِّي وَيَصُومُونَ كَمَا نَصُومُ. They pray, and we pray too. We fast, they fast. Okay? قَالَ يَعْنِي أَنَّهُمْ يَأْتُونَ بِالْأَعْمَالِ الْبَدَنِيَّةِ كَالصَّلَاةِ وَالصِّيَامِ وَهَذِهِ كُلٌّ يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْغَنِيُّ وَالْفَقِيرُ. Meaning, they say to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that our brothers who have an extra money, they perform those actions that we perform as well. Salat, fasting. Everybody can perform this. The poor and the rich. The rich and the poor, they both fast. If they are able, not sick and the like, they pray as well. Okay? قال ويتصدقون بفضول أموالهم. But they say, but they spend the extra money they have, which the poor they don't have. Okay? They spend. وهذه فضيلة يتميز بها الأغنياء عن الفقراء. And this is a merit and a virtue that the rich have over the poor. Because they spend, they have an extra money to spend. They have extra money to spend in the way of Allah. وهذا فيه دليل على أن الأغنياء يستحب لهم أن ينفقوا من أموالهم ويوسعوا على الناس بما وسع الله عليهم. The Shaykh says, and in this, an indication that and a proof that is recommended for the rich people and those who have extra money more than their needs, it is recommended for them to spend that extra money to make things easy for the poor. Okay? It is recommended for those who have extra money to spend it on those who don't have it, to make it easy for them, since Allah has made it easy for them. That's what Allah has. Allah has made it easy for them, since all of their needs are taken care of. They don't have to worry about, is the bills going to be paid, what we're going to eat, or the children going to get their shoes on time or not, the bills. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for them. You see? By allowing them to have that money that take care of their needs and extra. So now, in return, let them help those who are going through some hardship. See, that's how the Muslim think. Since Allah make things easy for me, alhamdulillah, I don't have to worry about the bills. MashaAllah, I have enough for me, my family. Now let me look in my family who's in need. My parents, my uncles, my grandparents, my brothers and sisters, siblings, cousins, aunts, neighbors, and in the community, who in need. Of course, you take care of your family members first. Al-aqrabuna awla bil ma'roof. They are more worthy of your sadaqah. Ay na'am, li'annaha sadaqatun wasila. Not just a charity. When you give a charity and you help your family members, you get two rewards, for the charity and for being kind to your family. You see? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qasas, في حق قارون, in Surah Al-Qasas, as related to قارون, and we know the story of قارون, that man that Allah gave him a lot of wealth. But Allah reminded him. He said to him, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And do good as Allah has been good to you. Because Allah is the one who gave him. I read to you the ayah. From the ayah 76. To understand this portion of this ayah clearly. قال الله تعالى إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين. Verily, Qarun, Korah, was of Musa's people. But he behaved arrogantly. He was arrogant. Allah does not like those who are arrogant. But he behaved in an arrogant way towards the people. And we gave him of the treasures, that of which the keys were, just the keys, not the treasures, huh? Just the keys to the treasures. Just the keys would have been a burden to a body of a strong man. Not just one person. A body, a group of a strong man, it's a burden for them to carry only the keys to the treasure. What about the treasure, subhanAllah? When his people said to him, do not be glad with ungratefulness to Allah's favors. Verily Allah like not those who act in such way, being ungrateful. They happy and while they are ungrateful to the favors of Allah. وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. But seek with that wealth which Allah has bestowed on you the home of the hereafter. And forget not your portion of legal enjoyment in this world. And do good as Allah has been good to you. That's the point of reference. And do good. Allah has been good for you. Give you health. Give you intellect. Allow you to achieve those skills. Now you're making that money. Alhamdulillah, it's from Allah. Even though you have to do something, you worked hard. This is all good. Allah is doing good for you. If Allah didn't want you to make it, you won't make it. Like so many people tried before you and didn't make it. So you be good to others, to the servants of Allah, to your brothers, to your sisters. Start with your family first. Take care of them and the like. قال يعني أحسن إلى الناس بالصدقات كما أحسن الله إليك بالمال. Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, he says, likewise Allah is good to you by bestowing upon you that wealth. You yourself in return and being grateful to Allah and thanking the ni'mah of Allah, and Allah will increase you. If you thank Allah for the ni'mah, will increase you. What you do in change? Spend on the people. Take care of the poor and the needy and the like. Give in charity. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned also the ayah 254 in Surah Al-Baqarah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. O you who believe, spend of that which we have be provided for you. Allah is the one who provided, ya akhi. Allah who gave you, ask you to spend for your good benefit, not for Allah's benefit. Only for your good. Can you imagine now if somebody gives someone $1 million, says, look, this million, you can hold it. Hold this million. You can use it. Pay your bills, buy a car, whatever, but hold it. Hold this. But, and then after a week, he sent somebody, he said, give this man $10,000. Would you give it or not? Would you give it? Huh? Yes, right? Why not? This man gave you $1 million. Now he's just asking you to give $10,000 to another person who needs it. Why you find the problem? But still some people will find the problem. Why I gotta give him? He has to go to work. He didn't work for it. It was given to you. And you were asked to give way, way less than you were given. Ya subhanAllah. We're given more than... Money is not even... No comparison when you look at the favors of Allah that Allah has bestowed upon us and His blessings. Money, nowhere. The ni'mah of aql, intellect. What are you going to do with millions and billions if you don't know who you are? You have no intellect. Somebody has no health. No Islam. No Islam, that money is going to be big fitna. No sunnah, no tawfiq, no righteousness. That money is going to be a big problem for that person. If he doesn't have righteousness and doesn't have... And this is a ni'mah, to be righteous, to be able to fear Allah and to act upon the commands of Allah and to know the limits of Allah. When you get that money, you're not going to spend it like those who don't have taqwa. Those who don't have taqwa, they're like, oh, I got money. They're going to be partying and disobeying Allah and doing all types of haram. And they think they can't do that because they have money. But the one who have taqwa, he's like, look, have money or no money, I'm a servant of Allah. Whether I have a dollar in my pocket or a billion in my pocket, I still have to act according to what's pleasing to Allah, not according to what's pleasing to me. Aynam. Also in Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. In Surah Al-Hadid, the ayah number 7 in Surah Al-Hadid. آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. Believe in Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and spend of that whereof He has made you trustees. Allah trusted you with this wealth to see what you're going to do with it. You're going to spend it in the way of Allah, or He's going to get you arrogant and spend it any way you want? No. فليس المقصود أن يجمع الإنسان المال ولا يعطي منه شيئا. هذا يكون كالمستودع الذي تجمع فيه الأموال ولا ينتفع بها ويكون حارسا لها ولا يقدم لنفسه منها شيئا. سبحان الله. The Sheikh, he says, the purpose is not just to gather a lot of money. It's not your purpose. Some people, they make it their focus and their purpose and their great achievement, how much they're going to get more than anybody else. He says, no, this way, it's not the case to just pile money on them again, over money and saving. You want to make sure you save a lot of money and you have more than others and you don't spend anything from it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, this person, now you be like someone who is it's like a box. Just a box. And you are the bodyguard. You're just working hard for it and just watching it. And it's not going to benefit you this way. If you don't put forward for yourself for the hereafter by spending from that wealth in a way that is pleasing to Allah, it's not going to be of any benefit for you. وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ هَذَا الْمَالِ إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ قَلِيلًا كَانَ وَكَثِيرًا هَذَا هُوَ مَالُهُ. The Shaykh says, your real wealth is that which you spend for yourself in the way of Allah. Whether it be little or a lot. Whatever you spend in the way of Allah, that's what's yours. As the money that you're holding to and you're saving it and you're counting it and saving it and worried about it, you may lose it, somebody may break in and get it from you, and no, that's not yours. Because if you die, what's going to happen? If somebody like this, millions of dollars, saving them, I don't know where he put them at, and he worried about it, didn't spend nothing on the poor, on his family, on his parents, didn't participate in building of any masjid or any school or any bridge or digging any well, nothing. He's just saving that money. And he thinks, well, he's a good person. Now, when he died, do they bury him with his money? Not even a dime. Why? If he died, they go and check his pockets and everything. Any money. He ain't going with nothing to the grave. They're going to buy the cheapest material, man. And wrap him in it, and that's it. So that money, who? Is it his now? No, he's not. He leave it for those who are still behind. So what is his? That which he spent when he was alive. When he was alive, he's like, look, the masjid needs a painting. It's on me. He go to the imam of the masjid or somebody who's in charge of the masjid. Just between him and that person. Say, akhi, look, the painting is on me. Don't tell anybody. Promise. Between me and you. How much? Bring a painter. Whatever he charged, it's on me. Here. 10,000. Here you go. He asks the people in the community, any widows? Some sister, her husband died. She's divorced with children. She got no money. She's traveling. She's going through some hardship. Oh yeah, couple of them. Please tell me what their needs, the children, what they need. How much they need? Boom, here is the rent for 1 year. The rent is $700 a month. Okay, that's like, hey, here's $10,000. And here is the bills, see? Here's the money so they can buy clothing for the kids. Nobody knows who this person is. But Allah knows him. He's spending, that's his money, but that's his real money because he will see the reward for it on Yawm al-Qiyamah. A person, yes, has some extra money and he's looking around the community. If he knows that a brother is going through some hardship, they cut his hours, he lost his job, he's sick for a while and couldn't go to work, he helped him out. He don't come to him and give it to him. He just send him a money order to his house. That's it. Don't have to. That brother, he came an envelope, came in the mail, opened it. Oh, $5,000 in money orders. Allahu Akbar. From Noah, from Allah. That brother, mashallah. You see? That's how it should be supposed to be done. And now we're talking about 5,000, 10,000. No, you spend according to your will. Whatever you have. Your ability. Spending $5, $10. Helping a family with a gallon of milk. That's good. Let's spend it. Because Allah didn't limit it for you gotta spend this amount. Now whatever you can, according. And remember the action, it may be small in your eyes or in the eyes of others, but the intention behind it make it very big. As one of the Salaf says, رُبَّ عَمَلٍ صَغِيرٍ كَبَّرَتْهُ النِّيَّةِ وَرُبَّ عَمَلٍ كَبِيرٍ صَغَرَتْهُ النِّيَّةِ. One of the great scholars of the past, of the Salaf, he says, perhaps a deed, an action, it may seem very small in the eye of that person who did it or the eye of the people, but because of the intention behind it, is huge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reward. Small action, but it's big. And if perhaps that a person performed an action, a big action, I don't know, maybe he built a whole city, not just a masjid, a whole city with everything in it, and the people talk about it, it's a big hall of news. But if that person's intention was not for Allah, that's nothing. He's not going to get nothing from Allah. Okay, so don't say, look, once I get a million, I'm going to spend. No, if you got $10 extra from your paycheck, you take care of your family, maybe somebody else, they need that $10. And you put it where it belongs. Okay? You put it where it belongs, and then this is going to help you, inshaAllah ta'ala. The Shaykh said, this is your wealth. هذا هو مالك. أما ما لم يقدم فإنه مال غيره والفقير ليس عنده مال فمن أين يصدق؟ سبحان الله. The Shaykh now is talking about those who have some extra money. And they are advised for their own good to spend that extra they have. Not to hold to it, because if they hold to it until they die, so what is the benefit? It's different if the people are saving because they want to buy something, they want to start something, invest. That's different. But it's not just like to just save money for the sake of saving money. No, you got to invest it towards your hereafter. That's the best investment. The best investment is you invest it towards your hereafter. When you stand in front of Allah, you find good deeds that you cannot, at that day, you cannot buy one of them. Even if you have all the money of the world, of the earth, you can buy one good deed. But now with a little bit of money, you can find so many good deeds with Allah. But on Yawm al-Qiyamah, if you have all the money of the earth, you cannot even buy one. Yes, subhanAllah, look at the rahmah of Allah and the mercy of Allah. You may spend a dollar. And with that, subhanAllah, with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply. You spend something, Allah give you more. And it happened, wallahi, akhwan, maybe you're no stranger to this. Sometimes you spend, and then before you know it, some money came your way. You didn't even think about it, you forget about it. Actually, I was in this seminar once, years ago. And I met this boy, very young, maybe he was 6 or 7. He's one of my best friend's son. So I saw him and I gave him a kiss and this. How you doing? Alhamdulillah, I'm okay. Mashallah, how you been? Who's your father? He said, he's somewhere here. I just got to the seminar. It's years ago. And I don't know if I give him 10 or I give him 20. Inshallah, here, this is for you. He was so happy and he says, wait, I gotta tell you this. I said, what are you gonna tell me? He says, the brother who was giving the talk, he was talking about spending in the way of Allah. And if you spend, Allah will give you 10 times more. He said, I have a dollar, I give it. Here I'm coming out, you give me this. I said, la ilaha illallah. See? He said to me, that brother, whatever he say, it was true. He was true. I said, well, go ahead and spend this one too now. Inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Now, so now those who have some extra money, that's what happened to them. They spend. They are encouraged to spend. Of course, take care of your family first. A person will neglect his family and looking for somebody in another state. No. You got to take care of your family, yourself, your needs. And then you look at the closest people to you and you take care of them. Then the Shaykh says, what about al-faqir? Al-faqir, ليس عنده مال, فمن أين يتصدق? If this is the case for those who have wealth and those who have extra, more than they need, what about the poor? When they going to give charity to the poor people? لِذَلِكَ شَكَ الْفُقَرَاءِ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ هَذَا. SubhanAllah. That's why the poor amongst the companions, they complain to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. They complain to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allahu Akbar. They didn't complain, look, we don't have no money, give us some money. That's not what the hadith says. They complain, and their complaint is another complaint. Maybe it was like, SubhanAllah. They complaining because they couldn't do good, they couldn't spend. It's not they complain because they didn't have money and they want money. قال وهذا فيه دليل على أن المسلم ينبغي أن يحرص على فعل الخير وأن يندم إذا لم يتمكن من فعل الخير فإنه يؤجر على ندمه. سبحان الله. So this has a proof in it that the Muslim should be eager and diligent to do good, constantly thinking about doing good. Don't just do good when you're reminded. Don't do good only when you hear an announcement. Oh, Ikhwan, no. It should be in you, constantly saying to yourself, I got to do something good today. I got to do some good. You got to be ready, physically and mentally. You have to be ready. Ask yourself, I got to do some good tonight. I got to do some good today. I got to do a lot of good. I'm going to do some good today more than I did yesterday, inshallah. And doing good in so many ways. Speaking good to others. Being nice, being kind. Pardoning, forgiving. Giving the salam. Some people pass by you, don't give you even the salam. I don't, subhanAllah, Islam, Muslims. They pass like 3, 4, 5, 10. Then they go to another, assalamu alaikum. What about these brothers? They're not Muslims? I don't know them. What do you mean? They're Muslims. It happened. This happened. And this is, subhanAllah. Unfortunately, you find people do this. They go through like 4, 5, 6, 10 people. No salam. Like they're not Muslims. And then they go to the one who they know. Assalamu alaikum. Akhi, what about these brothers? Give salam. The Prophet said, Afshu salam. So you want to do good. You be looking to do good. You don't wait until the imam in the masjid make announcement. What if the imam don't make announcement that day? You just go home the whole day with not doing no good? Waiting for someone to remind you? No, you remind yourself. You're going to say, I got to do some good. I got to spend. SubhanAllah, the salaf, if we read to you from the inshaAllah ta'ala, if you have some time, for what the salaf they used to spend, yeah, SubhanAllah. So much of them, they have to spend every day something. One of them, he said, if he doesn't have nothing to spend, he go home, grab an onion and give it to somebody. Grab an onion. Here you go. Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum. So that he can be recorded from those who give charity. A person, days go by, maybe months, he ain't give nothing. Salafi, upon the way of the Salaf. This is what the Salaf do. Salaf, that's on their mind. I gotta do something. I gotta spend today. I gotta be good to the people. He be looking for the needy, for the poor. He be looking. Anybody sick today, Akhwan? Everybody attend the masjid, alhamdulillah. Salat Fajr. What about Brother Abdullah? What about Brother Abdul Rahman? What about Brother Ibrahim? I didn't see them. Oh yeah, Ibrahim, he's sick. He's sick. Allah, see, he's looking to the good. He give me a phone call. Where he at? He's at home? At home? Okay, call, send him a text message. He need anything? MashaAllah. Looking to do good. Don't wait until somebody remind you. So that's what the poor amongst the companions. They were eager to do good. The Shaykh says, and you have to feel bad if you cannot do some good that others are doing it. If certain people are doing some good that you cannot do, like spending, if you see people are spending and you cannot because you don't have money, it's not because you're stingy. No, because you don't have the money to do it, the Shaykh says, you should feel bad. And you should say, SubhanAllah, if I have their money, I will do it too. You see? If I have the money, I will do it. Or somebody who sick and hear that this brother is moving, or this brother, I don't know what he's doing, want to clean his yard. Huh? has whatever the case is, and some good brother, strong, healthy, went and do it, but he's sick, I don't know, at that moment. But at least he feels, somehow, if I was healthy today, I would be there with them. I'd be the first one to help my brother. You see how it is? If I have skills, I will fix the roof. Oh, mashallah, I don't have the skills. You see? Allahu Akbar. Because the Shaykh, he says, if someone feel bad like this, and have this good intention that if they have the means, they will certainly do the good, they will be get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Even though they didn't do it. They will be rewarded by Allah. كَالَّذِي يَرَى الْغَنِيَّ يَتَصَدَّقُ وَيَتَمَنَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ عِنْدَهُ مَالٌ وَيَتَصَدَّقَ مِثْلَهُ. For instance, like the one who he see the person who have an extra money, a rich person, or spending here, helping this poor person, paying the bills of these guys, helping the debt. Some people going through some debt, can't even get a passport to go for Umrah. Here, how much your debt? 15,000. Bismillah. Go ahead, akhi. Go get your passport. Alhamdulillah. Somebody's going. Where is the brother? Oh man, he's in jail waiting for trial. Why? Child support. Child support? How much? 7,000. Yeah, hawla wala quwwata. He don't have the money. He go gather 7 brothers. Give 1,000 each. We bail out our brother. He's out. He got to be in the masjid with us. He cannot miss the class of Tawheed. You know, see? That's the Muslims. They think like this. Not like he's in jail. Oh yeah, he deserved it. He did it to himself. That's it? No, they want to do something to help their brother. Alright? They know the poor in the community. They're not going to wait until some sister dragging 4 children in front of the masjid in a parking lot begging for sadaqah. No. They know that. They look around who needs in our community. And those who don't have the money, they have a good intention. If we have some extra, I will help that family. He knows that that family going through some hardship. He knows that the brother has a lot of children and he's working hard. He doesn't have no skills, but he's working here and there. And he's working. He's like, man, subhanAllah, look at that brother. He's working so hard for his family. If I have some money one day, wallahi, I will pay his rent at least 1 month. Make it easy for him. At least 1 month. If you have that intention, you didn't pay no month, still you get reward for your good intention. Walhamdulillah. Naam, ya akhwan. This is what the Muslims do for each other. We love each other for the sake of Allah. We smile, alhamdulillah, we shake hands. And those who came from travel, we give them hugs. And we ask, how you doing, akhi, if you need anything. Some people, they're never going to come to you and say, I need. We need to find out. We need to do our homework. Okay, and find out those amongst us who they are in need at that particular time. And we try to help them to the best of our ability. But it starts within ourselves. Remember, if you went through some hardship one day, and you're a human being. Now what would you rather have? Humiliate yourself by going standing in front of somebody, please help me. Or just an envelope came and you have what you need, alhamdulillah, from people you don't know. But Allah knows who they are. That's way easier for you and your family than to come and ask the imam, and the imam has to make announcement, and certain people, they nosy, they be like, who is he? I'm not going to give my money. Who is this guy? And subhanAllah. No. And even with that, ya akhi, the masjid, we know what the masjid is built for. It's built for the remembrance of Allah, for the salah. Some people, they think the masjid is like that's become a source of paying their bills. And if they come and they were told, oh, listen, man, we can't do nothing. We don't have the funds. They get mad. Oh, you don't want to help us. No, the masjid is helping us in so many ways. Is it open, alhamdulillah, for the salawat? Classes are established. Our children, they attend classes, alhamdulillah, and Quran school and this weekend school. That's what the masjid is doing. If there is some extra money, alhamdulillah, is to be given. But we as a Muslims, as a community, as men, what are we doing for each other? Gotta have, wanna wait until the imam make announcement? No, if we men, we have to act like that. Say to yourself, look man, I have two jackets already, I don't need a third one. Somebody may say, no, you make it witr. This is how you understand, that's your understanding? So I don't need a third one. That's it. That $40 or $50, gotta go to somebody else who they need it. They need the heat. They have no running water. They need gas. The brother needs gas, not just me, jacket. The brother needs gas to his car to go to work. Okay? Children need diapers. They need milk. They need clothing. And subhanAllah, we Muslims and we're still following the fashion. Whenever a new style of jacket comes, find some of us still want it. A new sneakers, I need to get it. Some they even have a sneaker that match their kufis. I know that. I used to sell kufis before and clothing. I was a salesman, alhamdulillah. And some people, they used to come and they like, hold on, akhi. Oh, this thobe is nice. And I give him a good deal, alhamdulillah. You know? And then he's like, let me make a phone call. He make a phone call. I don't know who he's talking to. I assume talking to his family. And then he begs, I can't buy it. I said, why? I don't have a shoe that matches. I don't have a shoe that matches this thobe. I'm like, are you kidding me? After giving you all this discount? Yeah, subhanAllah. Alhamdulillah, if the people they choose to wear like that, so I'm not the one who tell them no. But I'm just trying to remind myself and my brothers to do things that are good for us in the light of applying these advices. Say to yourself, look man, alhamdulillah, my family are good. Our bills are paid. We have heat. Maybe other families don't have the heat today. Especially if it's a cold night. Say maybe some of our family Muslims are going through some hardship. When you eat, you and your children, they eating and getting another plate and getting dessert and ice cream. And some children, some family, they don't have nothing to eat. And you're like, subhanAllah, I gotta cut down of spending on myself, you know, getting whatever I want. People are struggling to get the necessities. Let me help my brothers. Let me help those families who are fighting for necessities. They're not fighting for luxury. They just want gas on the car to go to work. They just want some food on the table. They don't even, they're not even picky any food as long as it's halal. And this is how we're going to help each other. Not just waiting until the masjid has to do everything. The masjid has to pay the rent for this family. The masjid has to build this person. The masjid has to pay the debts of the other person. And alhamdulillah, if the masjid have the means, alhamdulillah, what if sometimes don't? And we don't even, if we're really helping each other, because I know, me, if I'm going through some hardship, I don't want to come to the masjid. I don't want nobody to know that I'm going through it. And an announcement is made after Jumu'ah. No. I want to just, mashallah, come home and find bags of groceries in front of my door. I open the door, oh, groceries, Allahu Akbar. I go to my mailbox and find one envelope and I don't know, no name on it, nothing. I open, find that which make me happy, put a smile on my face, Allahu Akbar, the rent is going to be paid now. And on top of that, Inshallah, I can buy some food, some chicken now for my children, and this and that. And that's how we think. We start thinking like this. Not just me, I'm okay, alhamdulillah, my rent is paid, I got gas in the car, I got food. Now what about my brother? What about my sister? What about that family who they going through some hardship? That's how we benefit from Islam. Been thinking about others. And the Prophet ﷺ tells us, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. You want to complete your iman, you should love for others what you love for yourself. Your love for your brothers and your sisters, what you love for yourself. Shaykh Saleh al-Fawzan, he says, Naam, if you have this good intention that if I have the money that man have, I will spend in the way of Allah like he is spending in the way of Allah. SubhanAllah, this brother is always sending, taking care of the orphans, the needy, here, this, painting the masjid, Azzaahullahu khairan. If I have the money, I will do the same thing. You get rewarded as well. Because of the hadith. It's hadith that is sahih. And a colleague by Imam Ibn Majah, Imam Ahmad, Imam Al-Albani, said it's a sahih in Sahih Ibn Majah. That the Prophet ﷺ says, مَثَلُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ مَثَلُ أَرْبَعَةِ نَفَرٍ. The Prophet ﷺ, he gave an example to this ummah. Like four individuals. رَجُلٌ أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَلًا وَعِلْمًا. The first one is a man whom Allah has given wealth and knowledge, both. فَهُوَ يَعْمَلُ بِهِ فِي مَالِهِ فَيُنْفِقُهُ فِي حَقِّهِ. Because he has wealth and knowledge, that knowledge help that person to spend that wealth in the right way. وَرَجُلٌ أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ عِلْمًا وَلَمْ يُؤْتِهِ مَالًا. But a person, Allah has given him knowledge, taqwa, good. He's upon good because of that knowledge, but he wasn't given wealth. But what this man is saying? لَوْ كَانَ لِي مِثْلُ مَالِ هَذَا عَمِلْتُ فِيهِ مِثْلَ الَّذِي يَعْمَلْ. If I have the same wealth that this man have, I will do the same way. I will spend it in the same good ways that he is spending. You see? قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَهُمَ فِي الْأَجْرِ سَوَاءٌ. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, they have the same rewards. Look, that man has money and he's spending it. He gets rewards from Allah. This man has nothing, but he just have a good intention. If I certainly have what he has, he get the reward too. Allahu Akbar. Aina. هذا على إنفاقه وهذا على نيته الطيبة. This person, the first person, he get the reward from Allah for what? For spending. He has. For spending. The other one, he got reward for what? For his good intention. He didn't spend anything. And keep in mind, spending is not easy for a lot of people. Spending money, subhanAllah, when you have that money, all of a sudden the hand become heavy. Don't want to let go. You know? But if you have a good intention, you didn't spend anything, but you still get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh didn't mention the other two, but the other two is the opposite, almost the opposite. A man who's given wealth, okay, and he's spending it in haram, wal'iyadu billah. Okay? Spending it in haram, in disobeying Allah. And then you have another man says what? He have no money. So here is a person have money, spending it in partying, and haram, drinking, whatever, all the haram. Here is a man, he ain't drinking, he's not spending, doing no haram, because he's broke, he can't pay for this, but he's saying what? If he had it, he will do the same thing. He shared the same bad deeds. He didn't do anything. He didn't go nowhere. He didn't drink anything. SubhanAllah. You see? But he still share in the same sin because of his evil intention. Because the ulama, they says, what prevent this person from drinking, from having all this haram? What prevent him? What? Is it taqwa of Allah? What is it? Cannot afford it. He's determined. The intention. It's like someone who's going to buy some liquor or something. Alright? And then as soon as he gets by the liquor store, he see a Muslim man has a flat tire by right in that intersection. And he's like, oh man, he can't go now because the Muslims, they're going to see him going to the liquor store. Huh? And he went back home. What do you think about this person? He's as though he did it. No? Because what prevents him from going to the liquor store? The people. Not fear of Allah. It's different if a person is going to do it, but as soon as he gets close to the store and he's like, SubhanAllah, a'udhu billah, I'm a Muslim. Astaghfirullah. Yeah, SubhanAllah, now I'm coming here. I worked hard for this money to give it to this foolish and to buy something that make me lose my mind. A'udhu billah, astaghfirullah, and he went back home. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Very good thing. It's a good thing. What you didn't understand, Akash?
He didn't help the person with the flat tire.
He didn't have what?
He didn't help the person with the flat tire.
Jazakallah khair. Inshallah. My man, my brother. Jazakallah khair, barakallah. Yeah, it will be better if he helped that person. Jazakallah khair. Allah yahfadak, barakallah fiik. But see, this person, he was going to do something bad, to buy alcohol. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him to the truth. And he said to himself, A'udhu billah, I'm a Muslim. Buying alcohol is haram. Astaghfirullah, and he went back. That's a good thing or a bad thing? Huh? Very good thing. Very good thing. Is he like someone who's determined, he really wants to go buy the liquor, but he went there late and find the liquor store they closed? Is this the good thing? It's a bad thing. What prevents him from buying it? They closed. He got stuck in the traffic and he got there late. Is he different? He is, of course, different than the other one who says, A'udhu billah. No, astaghfirullah. Okay? And we continue, inshaAllah ta'ala. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.